Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Can you make it so I can hear myself more?
Yeah.
LOL.
And then I would love to hear her, and then also to myself.
Oh yeah. Hey.
Can I tell you something?
What?
You go for this stage picture
you don't
a lot.
Like that.
Well, it's awkward, right?
Why?
Well, where could I possibly put my arm that's comfortable?
Lower waist. lower waist.
Yeah.
Lower waist, and then in my pussy hole.
I guess as a gay man, I never considered that. You know.
Well, you know what's so funny? I had a boyfriend brag, and he was taller than me. Double brag. And he would get mad at me if we're walking down the street. First of all, he got mad at me for a lot of amazing things. But he would get mad if I went like this because he was like, it's not right. Like, go under.
I have to say,
So you're trigger.
I agree with him.
You're actually trigger to me.
I agree with him.
But then he also got mad at me once because, ready for this, drum roll please, for walking too close to him on the street. He'd be like, can you just like, cause I walk.
Well, how close were you walking?
Yeah, it was being bad. Yeah, do you walk up?
Let's do a play.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll be him. Can I ask, who was this?
What do you think?
College or?
Nor.
The one I know.
The one you know.
Oh, I couldn't imagine him getting mad for walking too close.
You know what else he got mad
at? I would think he would love for you to walk close.
No, can I say this? He got mad when I, if I... this is fucking hilarious. He would get mad if I would blow my nose and then look at it. But I wanted to see it. Who doesn't want to see what they're working with?
I could see him not liking it, but I don't agree with him being mad.
Can I say this last thing I'll ever say in my life,
good,
swear
please.
To God, yeah. Is I...
We still have to do the... We still have to do the...
I know, the play.
The
we're
performance,
gonna do the play.
Okay.
We're in a theater, after all. So the last thing I said is that I recently... I actually hate talking about this because my butthole is, of course, sealed like Barbie, but I saw... It was like photo memories, and there was a picture of him... I could tell he was in our old bed holding a fan towards me, and I could tell his face. I could tell it was because I had, like... I don't like saying this word.
Oh, my God.
I never say this word. It's not a comedy word. Anyway, so let's do the play.
Well, that was... I will say that bed that you shared with that man, it was dystopian. That because it was very, like, the mattress was on the floor... And if there was...
That's because the bed broke and not in a sexy way, just because it was IKEA.
Okay, I want to
see... If anything...
I want to see... Hey, Catherine.
Add more sex. What?
I want to see how close you were walking to this guy.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll go get some coffee. Oh, my God!
Well, it was... I think I was excited to be like...
Yeah.
Be like,
oh, I would not.
Whatever. I wish him the best. He honestly is such a nice guy. And I actually... First of all, hi.
Second of all, what's the Gaelic word for podcast? What was it? It's just podcast. Oh, it's on podcast?
On podcast?
So, why is it that?
So explain the origins of that, girl. Hey, don't cross your arms. It closes you off to opportunities from the universe.
Yeah. If you're going to be sitting in the front row, you really can't be crossing
second
your
question,
arms. Second question. She's going to get really upset if someone crosses their arms, actually.
Can we ask the second question?
Why is no one here?
Why is no one here?
No one's... Literally.
Literally. Here's the question.
You guys have friends, and what are they doing? What were your friends doing tonight? You brought one friend.
So do you have one friend in Dublin or more?
I literally thought we would come here and be like, oh my God, that's Sally Rooney, isn't it? Yeah.
Wait, what you said?
That's Sally Rooney and her book agent are here.
You should have. What you said the other day was so funny.
Oh, good.
Yes. When you were like, "Are y'all proud of Sally?"
Oh yeah.
Are y'all proud of Sally, is it annoying? Is it annoying? Or are you proud? Like, will you be annoyed in a few months, or is it okay? We're good. Okay, good.
Did you read even the blue one? Yes. I didn't read the blue one, but I've had it for years.
I read the. I actually really liked the blue one, but you know what?
No one else does.
You know what I didn't like?
The blue and green one.
Well, I don't know if I don't know.
I like the yellow one.
I like the yellow one and the blue one the best. Is green normal people?
Green normal people is green on the bottom, blue on top.
That one, honestly, my least favorite read, surprisingly enough.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone when wants I was to be dead.
I will say when I was in Dublin, even now I am, still.
Yeah. News flash.
When I was here.
We're still in Dublin.
When I was where I am right now, I kept thinking, I could never see a normal people happening here.
I know.
Does it really happen here? Or is it in a different place? So whenever I saw
a guy
and a girl.
In Beautiful World, I was thinking, where does that hot older guy get her the coffee from? I'll never forget when it was the New Yorker excerpt, and I said, okay, there's a girl in Dublin, she's at her office, and she's like scrolling. Like, where was that happening? And like, probably not in this space.
Wait, what are you talking? I don't know that part.
Oh, that's the blue one. That's the blue one.
Oh, I don't know the blue one.
I actually really, really enjoyed it. Okay, anyways, welcome to the on podcast.
I used to have so much respect for the Gaelic language as someone of Irish descent, but finding out that podcast is on podcast, I'm like, oh, it's essentially Pig Latin. Do you guys have Pig Latin here? The classic joke from childhood, Pig Latin. Do you know about it? Okay.
Yeah.
You can understand why I didn't know, because no one answered for like 20 minutes, right? I was so like, I asked, silence. I asked again, silence. I asked again, yes, how many times do I have to say?
And we also have to ask, even though this is now like we're like for an intimate family gathering, because they're going to say with me, no one here. I want to ask everyone in this room, look around. Is everyone you know in Dublin also in this room? Because otherwise, I don't want to hear any excuses.
I don't want it.
I was posting my tits for this. Wrong crowd, I guess.
She posted whole for this.
I posted whole.
I'm just glad that we have all those seats up there in case people come in.
I think a lot of people are late. A lot of tall people are late, and they'll be able to jump right up there. Just kidding. We would obviously, without you guys, it would be even worse.
Yeah. You guys are actually, you know, we're singing to the chorus. You guys are doing everything right.
Everything that everyone's doing right now, it's what's right.
Do you know? But like, I'm still not, for some reason. What? I just feel like I feel like about this show. I feel like
sorry,
it's like,
I keep wanting to just do it.
I know it's hard for me though.
Okay, I'm backing it up. Boundaries. I think I just wiped.
Do you guys like the people listen to the podcast, or people are like, yes, they know about us? Okay.
Is there someone here who's like, how on God's green earth did I end up here?
Yeah. Did someone walk here? They heard they heard how my voice is, and they're like,
think?
Oh, I wouldn't have chosen this for myself.
Oh, girl,
you shouldn't have said that.
Girl, you should go give us a 5-star review because we need some help.
Yeah, why don't you get.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a convert in the house.
Okay, we are. This is a church, and we're doing the Lord's work. What's everyone's name? Does everyone here live in Dublin? Yeah. What's it like? Oh, it seems. Why'd you give thumbs down?
Cost of living.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed. See.
Well, you know why? Because I don't know the conversion, so I'm just like, whoop, doop, doop.
Me too.
It's scanning my phone.
None of it's real to me.
I know.
Because it's a different like symbol for money.
A different symbol even from London. On Saturday night, I couldn't get a cab home, realized my hotel was 40 minutes away. I was like, this is where it all ends. But do you guys have Uber or what?
What do you take? It's like, can you guys, you guys in England should get on the same page, because you shouldn't.
No, they hate me.
Just for the app, for rideshare apps. Just for rideshare apps. So we don't have to download two when we come here.
I know.
Not anything else, just rideshare apps. Also, we have the same rideshare app as Canada. We hate them.
They hate England.
I don't like England.
They hate England.
I hate England.
You actually do hate England.
I couldn't stand England.
He texts me when he gets there. He goes, no one here is even that British.
I will say everyone here.
Okay, it has nothing to do. We were just saying it'd be cool if God, the one true God herself, gave every country one gorgeous rideshare app that was free. That was free and always worked. So if I can't wait to make y'all mad again. What else?
I know. I never have I been so fearful for my life.
I know. That was actually crazy. And to watch you then.
I would love to die on stage in Dublin.
Me too.
At the hands of a crowd who didn't want to have the same rideshare up as London.
Oh my God. What else is going on with you?
I'm tired. I find that I can't sleep in Europe as a continent. And everyone's like, oh, it's jet lag. I'm like, no, I think jet lag is when you sleep at the wrong times. I just fully cannot fall asleep in Europe.
Yeah.
So that's different.
That sounds kind of glamorous, though.
Yeah, it's not glamorous because I have no energy and nothing good to say.
You know what I want to say?
No.
I actually don't have anything to say.
Cool.
No, it is cool. I think we're so excited that y'all are here tonight because we're actually going to be administering some live treatment,
yeah,
which I thought would be really fun. And so I think...
No, that's what we do. No, we have to say, in the place which shall not be named,
yeah,
where we just were, we have people come up. In New York, we do it. Okay, you're okay with New York. And we usually vet the people. So we say, like, who has a really good question?
Are you guys mad at us about the rideshare thing? Because we're stupid.
Because you have to be honest that I made you feel dumb about jumping down my throat. You have to be honest.
That,
wait, what?
Free now is in London, too.
Oh, so actually, thank you. Actually, we're the losers. But you know what? Free now seems misleading. There's no way it's free.
It's called free...
It's called like available now.
It's called free.
I'm angry now. Boo! Free now.
If I ordered scheduled an Uber to bring me to the airport, will it come?
Yeah.
Okay. Who just lied? One person said yeah. You did.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what, guys? You know what? This isn't your problem.
You know what? At the end of the day, that's not what tonight's about. Tonight's about living, laughing,
and
loving. It's about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
Right. And so as I was going to just say, you know, we have people come up and we administer help in the place that we all here hate. People didn't quite grasp that so much. Like, someone came up and just told a story about something that happened to his friend's friend.
And that's not what we're here for. We're here for...
Just medically, there's nothing we can do.
We're here if you have a question about... Are you going through something? If you have a dilemma... And you need two medical professionals who don't know how to order a taxi, then that's where this comes in. It's going to be what?
Sorry.
What?
Okay, I have to tell you how I got there. Because basically I was going to say, we don't do Eastern or Western medicine. But then I was going to be like, it reminded me of this thing that happened where I was reading this article. I think I was Googling, like, in Europe, what hookup apps do they use, if any. And so I ended up somehow getting to this article about, like, sides. Do you guys know about sides?
Yeah. Okay. What side? Is that an app?
So side is people who, like, aren't top or bottom, and they just like to do, like, frictiony stuff in oral.
Wait.
So they feel erased. So the article I stumbled upon
was
how, like...
No
anal, yeah.
Okay, I could do
that. I was trying to be so cross about it. We're actually in a theater.
I think I'm on sides.
I don't say in a theater, it's Macbeth and anal. So
everyone here knows that I did do anal on a blanket during quarantine.
Wait, so somehow I got to this article about how Grindr finally was giving people the option to say side, and how it was huge.
Is side a term? Because I had never heard that.
Neither had I, but people, I will say the article really took itself seriously, and there was one quote from a side who said, there was a quote who said, "We've always been here. And now we're stepping into the light."
Actually, one of my best friends is a side.
Yeah, who?
Well,
do I know the person?
Bleep it. Yeah, you do know them.
Oh, I could see it.
kind of cool. Thought, so, you know, it's not my story to tell. So if my friend isn't like anal, he can come up here. He can fly over, and he can let y'all know.
Yeah. Catherine's friend's gonna fly over the same crowd. He's gonna come up and he's gonna just say, "I am a side," and that will be his show.
So did you get on sides?
What do you mean, did I get on
sides? Sorry, whenever I'm on a stool, I'm like, okay, I have the biggest ass in the world. Like, you know, stool, my boyfriend says I have a big ass but tiny butt. Because, like, I have really wide hips, but this part, it's so little.
What part?
I'm going to try again.
What part is little?
What part? You mean the actual butt, like, if you're, like, scooping it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to scoop, but there's a lot to, like...
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Nothing.
I'm out of breath from getting on this stool for children. What is this, a school for ants? I'm laughing so hard, I'm dying.
Do you guys have Zoolander?
Okay, there's so much.
You don't like when I ask if you have something.
There's a lot of stuff we don't have.
Yeah, I don't have almost anything.
A clue, for one. Okay,
what free now. I don't have free now on my phone.
So did you then get on sides?
What do you mean get on sides? Like,
the app.
No, sides. Sides is not an app. The article was about the large step forward that society was taking because Grindr.
Oh, okay.
Because Grindr was offering side as a preference.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's freaking sick.
And the one thing you need to know as a straight person.
Yeah.
Is that sides have been here for a long time.
I said I'm kind of like a side.
No, you're.
I don't like doing anal, really.
No,
I like talking about it, like especially if I've had a few drinks and I'm like, put it in my ass, and then like he'll start and I'm like, oh my god. But one or two times we have achieved it.
You've achieved
is when he comes.
You've
in
achieved
us.
Anal.
It is so hot when someone comes in your ass.
Yeah.
We can all agree on that here tonight. Thank you. And this is a highbrow event. Yeah. So did you get on Grindr?
I was forced to.
Oh yeah. Oh wait, y'all don't know this yet because
yeah,
you weren't
I'm having your. Do you know what's giving me anxiety?
What?
I know that there are some people here that also were at our London show, so I feel crazy repeating story.
Oh, well, can I summarize it really quick? Pat got the wrong visa stamp coming into the UK, so he had to go to Paris because he had to leave the country and get a special stamp.
I had to go to Paris for one night by myself.
So he's been in three countries in 3 days.
Literally no one liked me there, and that was cool.
Yeah.
Should we
being a little shy.
Should we elicit some treatment?
Elicit. I don't know if that's the right word.
I know, is it?
You administer?
I mean...
Elicit means kind of ask, right?
Well, that's what I thought solicit was.
Everyone wants us dead right now. Yeah. Wow, it was so... At the beginning, you guys like really were excited.
Yeah.
And we'll never get...
But I just want to say
thank you. We're never going to get past it. We're never going to get past what happened.
I just want to say thank you for the beginning, and we shouldn't be sad that...
Yeah.
The...
Don't cry because it's over. Smile because the beginning
happened. I'm so happy that the beginning happens.
The beginning was incredible. I honestly don't want to sit on the floor with. I want everyone on the stage and just like we all sit together and just like chill and chat and just like do whatever, if that makes any sense. Like, are there any straight guys here?
Hey.
No, I knew there was one.
You and you in the back. You there too, and you.
Did your girlfriend drag you?
A triangle. You bought her tickets for your.
That's so sweet. I get you a guy who does both. Is straight, buys you tickets to a gay event. How long have y'all been together? Sorry, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Wait, I was walking up the stairs behind you guys.
Paul Mescal? I'm just kidding. I'm JK, but a year. What's the secret? How do you keep it fresh? Are you guys sides or do you... Okay, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Shut
is enough
the fuck
is enough.
Up.
Yeah, seriously, to be straight and come here and start talking at our show
Stop
is so fucked
screaming.
Up. Get him out.
Stop
Get him out.
You're screaming at my friend. You're screaming at my friend. There was another one over here, and I'm coming for you. Okay. Is there anyone who feels like they just need a little bit of treatment tonight? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
That was beautiful.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now let's see. Do we have a stare? We have a stare. Give it up. Oh my gosh, what's your name?
Justin, I'm American.
Justin! Thank you for being here.
Good to meet you. I already booked the trip.
Oh my god,
and
how
then
perfect.
You
come
you
sit or stand.
The show, so.
Okay, so Justin. We're so happy you're
Justin,
here.
Justin, where
I'm
would you like
nervous.
To sit? It's totally up to you, Justin.
And no pressure, because these tools are, of course, for kids.
You can want to stand in the middle of you guys.
Totally.
Because it feels like I'm recording the podcast with you.
That's literally what's happening.
Yeah.
This is going to go on the podcast.
We are recording a podcast because I bought a USB.
I was so proud of you.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
You didn't get that amazing joke?
Do you guys...
I was at the London show, too, so I know story.
Don't you agree people were being too, like, storytelling?
It was very young.
How old are you, if you feel safe?
I'm 28.
You're 28, okay.
So I'm still... But that's young enough to be
my child, but sure.
No, with 28, when it comes to 28...
We're in the same demographic.
Totally.
With 28, it really could be worse. Yeah.
Yeah, with 28, it definitely could be worse.
We really want to... What we're saying is... You know, it was fun, but this is where we're really going to get into it. It's going to be really medical tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. But everyone was going to have an amazing outfit.
Yeah, what we're doing
intimate is a really nice word for no one came to our program. Don't you dare.
I came all the way from Massachusetts.
You live in Massachusetts? And you were in London.
I booked this trip.
So you are actively stalking my friend.
I literally...
And you were in Paris because your visa... I
booked this trip like...
You don't have to explain yourself. Your family.
And then I literally, I was like,
"Look at me, your family."
Thank you.
Now tell us what the.
I almost called because I was like, "I'm like a sea creature."
No, your family.
No, your family.
Thank you.
We would die without you.
Thank you.
This is
not a joke. This is nice.
Save it. Save your giggles. Now tell us what's going on because it's really medical.
So the real, it's kind of like.
He starts crying immediately.
I think it's one of those where I think I know the answer, but I also. I
want to
talk about it.
Okay, well, before we get to the answer, let's start with a question.
Wait, can I really quickly say, I have not yet really had enough time
I have to go with her where
she goes. To
connect
with this. And this side's doing really amazing work, so I just wanted to give you some love.
Wait, I've actually had questions about, is this a block of, are you guys all five friends?
Yeah.
Wow, to be five gay friends is hard. There's a lot of egos to manage.
Yeah.
It's a lot of personalities to manage. I've never had a successful
gay friend. and we're back.
I love what you guys are doing.
You really can't hear you, like, on stage.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I know what you mean.
What do you mean?
Sacrifice.
I don't know what anyone...
I couldn't really hear what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens to us every day of our lives.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
So I dated this guy 5 years ago, and we dated for a few months, and things were... good until you just kind of like get sick of it.
Yeah.
You get the ick and you're just like, I don't know why. So we
it
broke
is
up.
What it is until it isn't. Anyone? Anyone?
I couldn't put my... So we stayed kind of in contact.
Was your head turned?
What do you mean?
By someone else?
No.
Oh, okay.
Could your
head have been turned?
So the last time I was in Europe was... I had been dating him for a few months at that point and we were exclusive and I... fully cheated on.
Oh my God.
So, oh.
But it was worth it. 10 out of 10 times I would do it again. I will say it.
That is honestly amazing.
It was Italy. It was a great guy. Like, we still talk, but like obviously I don't see him. But he did come to Boston a few years ago and we saw each other.
Where in Europe does he live?
Rome.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So that's okay.
It was worth it.
I'm joking.
He was
the
only man to call me beautiful.
So just to recap. So 5 years ago, you were dating this person for 5 months?
In Boston, yeah.
In Boston. 5 years ago, 5 months, stayed in Boston. Cheated within those 5 months, you cheated on him. And 2 months in.
Yep.
And then you, despite it being 5 months and you cheating on him, you did get kind of bored of him.
Yes. It's like a chicken or the egg. Like, which, did I cheat on him because I was bored or was I bored because
totally.
I cheated on him? I don't. So
I think you cheated on him. I think the chicken. I think you cheated on him because you were bored.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too. But again, I would 10 out of 10 times.
So being bored is an egg.
Yeah. Because why would you
chicken cheat on... comes? No, it is such a crazy question.
Okay, so the rest of the show is going to be an exploration of that famous philosophical question.
Well, you know, with me, it's famously chicken or egg refers to me masturbating. Like, do I masturbate because I'm horny or because I want to be horny? Do you know what I'm saying? Ladies know what I'm saying? Because I saw this hot person recently, and I was like, I walked away with hashtag Fanny Flutters, and I called my best friend, and I said, the blood's leaking from my brain into my pussy, what do I do? And she's like, you need to just, like, jerk it off, whatever y'all call it. you need to jerk off. And I was like, no, it's actually going to make it worse, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then I was like,
yeah.
Okay. You're scared of female sexuality. I get it. I was confirmed Catholic, if you can believe it.
Okay, so you dated for 5 months 5 years ago in Massachusetts.
We met, yeah.
And then you were an adulterer.
I was an adulterer.
You took a lover outside the relationship.
You coveted another man's man.
Yeah. and then shortly after that we broke up, and then we've kind of like talked to each other occasionally over the last 5 years.
Okay.
This is like, so like a year after we broke up, I texted him, drunk, and then he texts back, he had cancer. So totally fine, prognosis is fine.
Okay, this is 4 years ago.
This was about four years ago.
And he's doing amazing.
He's doing amazing.
I love
cancer
that.
Cancer free, knock
oh
on wood.
Oh my God, thank
I promise
God.
You, I know.
That's so sad.
Yeah,
no, it's sad, but it's
everyone
like,
knock on wood.
I can't not say that, but it is like it.
There was no way. There was no
it changes yeah. the tone.
Totally. Okay. So four years ago, he had cancer.
So, and then shortly after that, like we kind of reconnected, like as friends.
Yeah.
But maybe like another year after that, we like tried to go on a few dates.
Yeah.
Didn't really work out because I started law school.
Oh, congratulations!
Is that what they're calling it now? Law school.
Part time. So I still work, but
first
so
of all,
it just
congrats.
Like I didn't
are you a lawyer?
Time. Thank you. Not yet. One more year.
Your but, honor. That doesn't.
It's immigration law. So
he's like,
not,
that's not how it works.
Okay. Where do you go to law school?
New England law. It's unranked.
New
it's,
England
it's
law.
It's a shitty law school.
I don't. It's I don't, not shitty. It's
if
beautiful.
You think we care about rankings, if you think we care about law school rankings, then
no one.
Okay, so you went to law school, this guy is doing fine, and you're talking.
Yeah, so we just kind of, like, stayed in contact, but then recently we started to talk again.
Okay.
And he's also in grad school.
For what?
For education and English.
For what?
Education and English.
Education and English.
English, yeah. Okay. Like, he wants to be an English teacher.
Yeah, that sounds like a good path, then.
I think that's the only thing.
If you want to be an English teacher, I think that's a really good combination.
Okay, but well, we are running but, the numbers. We're running the numbers. Keep talking.
So then I discovered, because I was social media stalking him, at some point in the intervening time between the last time we talked and then the time that we talked again, like in the last few months, he started to write poetry, or he probably was always writing poetry, but he started to like publish it on Instagram.
Yeah.
So of course...
He's like, reminded me of Sides. He's written poetry for a long time. But now he's stepping into the light. your guy reminds me of Sides.
and he would probably classify himself as a Sides.
Sides, wow.
But, so he...
As
he,
an actor, you know... Anyways...
So he started to write poetry, so of course I stalked his social media.
Yes.
And
I'm scared.
Trying to find if he wrote a poem about me. Sure enough,
oh my
he
God.
Did.
Congrats.
It was a, I thought it was a good poem, and it was like
it called?
Very...
Rome? R-O-A-M. So... Boy, did... Standing ovation. Boy, did he roam.
That
wasn't built in a day. Sorry.
Okay. When in Rome.
This is your show. I'm interrupting you. So he wrote this, and it was a sweet poem, and it was really, he kind of had like the same sentiment of like, I fucked up. Like, we should have made it work. Mm. And he mentioned Italy. He was like, I should have picked you up from the airport. Like, basically, that was like the whole thing.
Did he know about?
Like, no.
Oh.
So I was like.
Does he know now?
No.
Well, tell him I say, don't worry about picking you up at the airport.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think that would have solved anything.
Let that go.
I was like,
forgive yourself.
But it was like a very sweet, and it was kind of like, it just,
yeah.
It was like the sentiment was like, I wish we could have made it work, and like, I still think about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I kind of feel the same way.
What's the question?
Hey!
You're right.
We can't allow that because he's been trying to talk for literally 20 minutes and we interrupt every other word. So we can't have him then get bullied for not getting it out quick enough.
No bullying at our program.
Unless...
Hey, look at me.
Look at
Your Honor, I object. Okay.
I feel safe.
Said that, you'll be coming up next.
We're needing all the information that we're getting for our procedure. Or else something could go really wrong, and someone can get really hurt. And we would be liable, and something tells me he knows his way around the law bar.
Luckily.
Okay.
So essentially, like, that was a few months ago. I already had this trip booked. I went on this trip, and I've 3 weeks in Europe. I've been on the apps.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of fun.
Congrats.
Lots of fun. And before, if I'd gone on this trip before, I really kind of like, I wanted to make it work. Like I wanted to, you know, see if things could happen between us. And now that I've kind of been on this trip, I'm still thinking about him and still like kind of want to
see if
we can make things work. But I also kind of, the question really is like what, you know.
I'm starting to be on that guy's side.
I think it's not even so. I mean, like, the question is,
should I try to get back to him with him?
Should I try to get back with him?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
I think I'm going to tell you what you don't want to hear. No. You're just not that into him.
No, I think you are that into him.
No, there's always going to be people who, like, it feels good that they like you, but it doesn't mean that they're your everything.
It's an interesting approach.
We could have different sizes.
No, it is. No, but I think that's
like, there's this guy. No, I'm kidding.
I think I do like spending time with him, but I also, I mean, I don't like spending time with people a lot. Like, it's one of those things where
what about us?
Like,
yeah.
Do you like this?
This is, I could do this for a long time.
Well, good. We're going to be up here for 6 hours.
Then I would get bored of it. But no, it's just like one of those things where it's just like, I know there's the risk that I would eventually get tired, but maybe that's everybody.
But let me tell you this, you've already tried it. And what I think what's hard with those situations, the on and off again, is that like you're scared to actually let it end. I was the queen of like never letting anyone go and ruining everyone's life. And you have to let them go. Yeah, he sounds great.
Yeah.
I
now that you're saying that, I'm like, yeah, if you were bored of him, you probably will be bored of him again.
I would get bored of him again.
Yeah.
I feel like you're only 22. You have so many more people to meet and experience.
The issue me?
And you'll
issue.
I'm going to get bored of him, I'm going to get bored of everyone.
That's not true. How do you know?
I don't know.
I think I would know. No.
I haven't been understanding what you guys have been saying.
If I got bored of him so quickly after 5 months, I already was cheating on him.
Yeah.
Would that happen to anyone?
I mean, I don't know.
Is the problem me?
Kind of the project of humanity. It's to try to not be bored, but always be bored.
So do I see, or do I just let it go?
No, he needs to go on his own path.
You would be doing him a favor to let him go.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you guys agree or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think it's so hard. It's so hard when you don't dislike them, when they're not bad, but it's just not a match.
Yeah. Sometimes, like...
And maybe your paths will cross again in a few years, but you're probably not ready. If even 3 weeks away in Europe...
But it's not like I've been thinking about him I haven't been thinking about him nonstop at all.
That's what I'm saying. But, yeah. I'm saying 3 weeks away, and you're like,
I could do this for
him. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll always be his poem, which is cool.
Yeah. I think I'm letting the poem get to my head a little
bit. Oh, are you?
Never let a poem, never, ever, never, ever let a poem get to your head.
Poems are... I pass out. I think it's time to let him go, but also, do whatever you want.
I'm probably going to text.
Thank you so much. Everyone, clap it out. Clap it out. Thank you. Thank you so much. Wait. I'm going to be open about something.
What?
I'm going to be open. I forgot your name, and that's why I feel
Justin?
Bad.
Oh, Justin?
Give it up for Justin.
Give it up for Justin.
Very unlike me. Very, very unlike me.
You don't have to fit it back in. Oh, well, I guess you do, huh?
Well, what else do I do with it?
Guess what? It's a side. Just
you don't always have to put it in. Put it back in. Oh, that.
And that
true.
Mic is stepping into the light.
This is me having anal. Like, I liked it once when I was on top and rubbing my clute during it. Oh my god! What month? I can't.
Oh my god! It's Ouija. It's doing Ouija.
Oh my god! It's doing Ouija.
It literally just said Ouija and it wanted us to point to our next.
Okay, our next. Does anyone else over here need treatment?
Anyone here? What if I was a medium? I was like, I'm getting a tea. Is there a tea over here?
I just listened to a podcast. Get up here, girl.
Okay, then maybe get up here.
You've been accepted. You've been accepted to our school. Oh my god, look how amazing you look in your jumpsuit. I love it. Where'd you find this incredible jumpsuit?
And other
I thought it might be. You know, dumbest name for a store, but great stuff.
It's brilliant.
And other store, like, shut up. How are you? Tell us what the hell is going on, girl.
Yeah, and I just have two quick ones. It's not long.
Okay.
You can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
At this point, we're not in control.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so why do I want to have intercourse with every one of my managers?
Oh.
What do you do?
I work in a hospital.
Work in a hospital?
That's hot.
That's sexual. Because here's why. I'll tell you right now, here's why. Scrubs.
ER.
ER. Yeah. No. Oh, I don't mean the show Scrubs.
No, I meant Grey's Anatomy. I was like, Grey's Anatomy.
No, I mean...
ER.
No. I mean wearing scrubs. It's like elastic. You reach it right out and like it's easy. Scrubs.
There is something about seeing a dick hit like the scrub.
Yeah, you're seeing dicks hit scrubs all day long.
It's only right.
There's on call. You're literally expected to be in a bed sometimes.
But even my female managers.
Guess what? That's fine.
A pussy in a scrub. That's beautiful.
But
is it creating problems at work?
No, but it's like every job I've ever had. Like my
Someone's
husband was my manager.
The show. I think that's your husband.
Hey, if you're going to leave, can you send someone else in? Just because we can't really afford
to. Got to maintain equilibrium. Okay. Wait, first of all, we need to know the numbers. Like, how long you've been married, if you feel safe, how old are you if you feel safe?
Okay, I'm 26.
Whoa.
I've been married for 3 years.
Illegal. Whoa. You're illegal.
But my husband was my manager.
You work in a hospital. What do you do in the hospital?
No, so I post-pandemic, I work in a psychiatric hospital.
Okay,
so basically what we do.
And pre-pandemic, I worked in hospitality.
Honey, you just took away a few letters. What? What, Pat?
I said maybe we're the manager she wants to have sex with. So you have a thing for managers. Are you and your husband, there's no world where you're like open or anything?
We haven't discussed, but I would discuss.
You got married when you were 23?
Yeah.
That's
I was 22 on the wedding.
You were 22?
It's the love of your life.
How old is he? No
He's
offense.
He's 40.
That's cool.
That's so hot.
That's really hot.
Oh my god!
What's going on here is that you're in a really hot situation.
We're jealous of you.
And because you're like husband, it was this really hot. This is what happened actually. You were in this situation where you're working in hospitality. You have this like 40-year-old guy who's hot managing you. You're like, this is so hot. He's so hot. You fuck. You get married. The whole thing is so erotically exciting that now your brain just wants that again over and over and over
again.
It's like how we were with the beginning of the show. You want that feeling again, but you could always, I think that just pretend that your husband is a new manager. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But don't have him pretend it.
Because he's not my manager anymore. So.
Yeah.
Oh. Just sweet. Oh. But what about my manager now?
Oh my God, who's to tell us about your new managers?
Honestly, he looks exactly like my husband.
Oh, that's so that's so classic. I think that's actually a good sign.
It's interesting that you came up and you're like, why do I want to have sex with my manager? And you're like, well, he looks exactly like my husband. My husband was my manager.
Sorry, but my other manager is a woman.
Wait, what?
My other manager is a woman, and I'm into her.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you been with a woman before?
I hope she doesn't listen to the podcast.
I hope she does.
I hope she does. Maybe she could join you and your husband.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Would your husband let her join you and your husband?
Would you do three?
I just don't know.
Have you brought it up?
No.
You should bring it up. Guys love that.
What if your husband wanted to do...
Guys love being like, and she's licking my pussy.
What if your husband wanted to do three with the guy?
I don't know.
What did you say?
I said, what if her husband wanted to do three with the guy?
And that'd be even
better.
But my manager has a partner as well.
Wait, what?
My manager has a partner as well. And
the guy or the girl?
The guy and the girl.
They both have partners.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe the six of you.
This is starting to turn into an orgy here.
So many people.
Yeah, and everyone. It's so cool that it's like, it's a six-person orgy. Half of the people are managers. The other half kind of being managed.
I think it's also like.
And then throwing a couple sides.
It's such a classic thing. Like, you're bored at work. It's, like, such a fun distraction. Like, yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
If you saw them out on the street, you wouldn't be like, I need to have that person.
No, if I saw them on the street, absolutely no.
Yeah. I think just, like, embrace. I know it's hard to embrace and be like, this is fun.
Is it and something you're even, like, actively thinking about? Like, you're like, I might do. Like, if say you go in tomorrow.
Has there been a vibe?
You're scrubbing in. Say you're scrubbing in tomorrow for surgery.
There's a vibe.
There's a vibe.
Between who and who? Man or the woman?
Both.
So do the man and the woman have a vibe with each other?
No, they're friends. They're friends.
Okay, they both want to fuck the shit out of you.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
I bet the man and the woman are secretly having sex, but it's a big, you can't know about it because they have partners. And so they're, some of that sexual energy is like encompassing you, if that makes sense.
I love that our answer is that your managers are actually already having sex, so.
Okay, so do you think I should just let it go?
Well, I was gonna ask you, only you can answer this question. What if you went into work tomorrow and the guy or the girl like made a move? Would you like let it happen or would you be like, this is not right?
I couldn't do that.
I already have a manager at home.
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it because honestly, when the feeling of, you would feel so bad after.
I would. It wouldn't be worth it, and then I'd have to go into work the next day and see them again.
Yeah.
Oh, and again. Ideally.
Okay, so don't do it, I guess.
But I think you need to explore these kind of conversations with your husband, like, see if it, like, excites him that maybe you have a little crush or that, like, you're wanted or someone has a crush on you. Like, would you be into, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Test the waters.
He's quite British.
Hot. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Sorry.
Wait, so you're saying...
Okay, we heard you. I don't know where I am right now, so you need to chill out.
Wait, so you're saying that because he's British, like...
I'm more meant as an American, like, oh, he's not American, that's hot. So let me have that.
So do
And remember, he's 40.
Do you think that... So as a British person, you probably wouldn't want to do group? British people don't like group?
I just think, like, talking about things that are not, like, just in the norm, he's kind of like...
Well, let's see, sure, you're with him for your whole life, so...
That's so
you
true.
Gotta start.
Holy shit.
Oh, God. Sorry. No, it's cool.
I don't know. Okay. I'm starting to want you to have sex with your managers.
Okay, well, part two of the question.
Okay.
Oh.
Why my husband doesn't like... I'm so sorry.
I can't wait.
Bless his heart. So when we first started
No,
seeing
fuck
each other,
him, right, guys? Yeah. I'll say anything because I want you to like me. Fuck that guy. Okay, I'm ready.
He told me that he doesn't like to get a blowjob.
He doesn't? Oh, some people are like that.
And it's like, why? And I don't want to be rude, but why?
I know, I don't get it. I don't
why? You don't like it either?
No, I do like it. Hmm. I think some people just don't like it.
I'm like, dump
it. Just leave it. Just leave it alone.
Leave it alone. But I still think you should talk to him about, like, your managers. We could do a play if you want.
Have you talked to him about it? Yeah, maybe we need to do him a play.
Yeah.
Wait. So, who should be who?
We could do I'm her husband, she's her, and you direct.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay.
Okay, guys. All right, everyone stretch it out.
Okay, who in your household?
So we're gonna be.
But I just need to know for my.
Scene.
I just need to know for me mm-hmm. to kind of live in my performance.
Yeah.
In your household, who typically would get home from work first?
I do loads of. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I mean.
We can bleep it. We'll bleep it.
You're gonna say we'll bleep it. We'll bleep it.
We'll bleep
it. Please, thank you.
We'll
so
bleep
much.
It.
Okay, so I'm gonna.
What kind of flat do you live in?
A tenement.
What's it? What?
Ground floor.
Ground floor. So, like, where might bleep be when you got home?
You're on the table doing.
On the table.
No, on the table.
On all fours.
Sitting.
With a ball gag in his mouth.
Saying, don't suck my dick.
And she's like, I think he might be shy to talk about my partner, my manager.
Okay, what were you saying, Girlina?
He's working at home.
Oh.
Okay, so you're.
Is he still in hospitality?
He. Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so hey guys, thank you so much for coming to rehearsal.
Okay.
Thanks for showing up early, because as we know, early is on time. So what I want to see, Pat, I'm going to have you in the role of boop, and you're going to be at the table, middle, end of the workday. You're getting
Just
emails.
For blocking, yeah. Am I going to be at a table or on a table?
I think to make this make more sense, we'll have you sitting at the table.
Okay.
Because, you know, one weird thing.
No, it was just a weird character idea I had if he sits on the table.
No, and I appreciate you. I definitely want to hear what you guys see for these characters, and I want to implement that, but I just want to start from a really grounded, neutral place. Now, so you've just gotten off a shift. What day of the week is it?
Sunday night.
No.
Today? Today?
No, oh, oh.
Today?
No, it's Monday, right?
It's Monday right now, but why are you asking her what day it is?
I'm the director.
I know.
I'm wondering what her vibe is. Like, is it like about to be the weekend? Like, would you want to tell him on a weekend, or would you want to come home all business Monday night?
Monday night.
Okay, so it's Monday night. So you're really in the zone, and you just got off work. Let's do a door here.
I'm coming in.
You could enter and maybe kind of sit down at the table with them, right? Okay. And just see what that does for you guys, and see what that gives.
Okay,
so lights up and action.
Oh my God, hey, I didn't even hear you come in. I guess that's the thing about living on the first floor of a flat is there's no stairs and you just come right in. The weirdest thing, I'm so swamped with all my hospitality that, you know how I'm typically British, I'm not really British today. Anyways, you have my attention. How was your day?
It was wild, yeah.
Wild? Like how? Psychiatric patients?
Yeah, people just trying to get out all the time.
Oh my God, that must be really stressful. I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to pause you real quick. You're going to go ahead and open up. And back, we're back, and we're back.
Well,
and we're back. It's a squirt.
Hey, what were you telling me about? Oh God, what was his name? That manager you were saying that you got for the... That, do you guys have Kris Kringle, like when you... that you got for Kris Kringle, like for the big office gift swap? What was his name again? I was going to ask if you wanted to go see a big cricket game. I was going to see if you wanted to go see a big cricket game. Just, you know, I want to make some more male friends, and I thought of him because you had mentioned him. But anyways.
Okay. So you were going to become friends with my manager.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just making conversation. I'll tell you what. I've been so in the zone doing setting up the four tops, the reservations for. We have a big rush coming in.
Clock's ticking.
That, I mean, that's a great idea. I think that you guys should. I think that you guys should hang out.
Hang out?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have to say something. I'm getting. And there's something you're not telling me.
I mean, it's such a big topic. I don't know if we're ready right now.
If you can't tell me, your husband and former manager, who can you tell? You're safe here.
I just don't know how to. I don't know how to break it out. You know, like, hey, kind of want to have sex with a manager.
Oh my God!
I'm
still in character.
That feels like a lot. That feels like a lot to start. Like, I don't know where to start.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Are you asking the director?
Yeah, I need direction.
Good, you came to the right place. I think these conversations are hard, and it's best to do them in a non-sexual setting, which this obviously is. Can I play you for a second?
Of course. You
okay.
Can.
So I need.
I'm gonna scare the life out of you.
I'm gonna play. I know, Jasmine. I know. I was just you. Okay. I'm gonna play Jasmine for a second. So I'm just gonna come home. Just you're gonna see. Sit there. I'm gonna come home. Oh, long shift. Oof.
Hi. Oh my God, I'm fried from work. How are you doing?
Hey.
Why don't you sit down at the table? God, you look exhausted. How was your day?
I am not exhausted. I'm aroused.
Aroused? How do you mean?
Can I ask you something kind of embarrassing?
I guess. Sure, I'm on my break from working at home.
It's just, you know, I'm so young and... You're so old.
Yeah. In a good way.
In a really good way. That's making me slide off
the stool. That's a huge part of why we work sexually.
That feels really good. Have you ever had a threesome?
No, you know, I'm from the UK.
Oh, that sucks. Oh.
It's just not something we do there, but now I live in Edinburgh and I'm open to possibilities. Why? Is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, is that okay?
Anything
it really turns me on. And you know, the other day I meant to tell you I was pleasuring myself.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking about me and you and another person. What does that make you feel like?
Now I know what my mom was talking about when I told her I was marrying an Australian. I have to say, it's not something I'd ever thought about, but...
Doesn't it turn you on to think of someone else wanting me?
It does.
Great. I guess the problem's been solved. I think that'll be really good. Now, about the blowjob thing, I'm a little worried, girl, but...
Me too.
You know, I'm not crazy about having my pussy ate. I like it. I like it. No, I love it, but it doesn't really make me cum. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what she's saying?
No, I don't.
Really?
No.
Really?
I don't know
It just
that.
Takes a while. Okay, now you're acting like I'm crazy. I'm being vulnerable with you. I'm saying I enjoy it, but it's probably not going to be the thing that gets me off, and that's my message to Dublin. but I'm saying maybe there's a way of you to, like, involve it but not put so much pressure on it. But also maybe... dump them and have sex with your managers.
I think honestly you need to have sex with your managers. I'm actually really passionate about it.
Give it up for thank you. It's so crazy how this did Ouija.
I know, it's so interesting how the spirits choose to act.
Is anyone
it's
here single
anal in a theater?
Is anyone here single and looking for love? Oh my God, I feel like we should like set some people up.
I know, well the straight girls, it seems like the straight boys kind of have partners here. what about the gays? Okay, you guys looking for love, the five-some?
Is the five-some looking for
anyone,
love?
Is anyone here romantically involved? You and, not together. Oh, okay, with someone else. The five of you are just friends. That's literally an HBO show. You guys are HBO. Okay, but you four are all looking for love. What's the scene like here?
Why? Why?
Yeah.
What's the best gay bar in town? What's it called?
Well, there's actually two.
The Wow. Okay, so you know what? That made me feel better. They're a hostile crowd, not just towards us.
Yeah, you didn't have an encyclopedic knowledge of every gay establishment in Dublin.
would the four of you guys looking for love want to, should we like, I don't know, like invite them up and see if anyone wants to date them? Yeah, I thought. Give it up. Come in. Name. This is Ben. Name? Honan. What's your name?
Jordan.
What if we have them just each say one fact about themselves, and if you guys like it, you can connect after the show.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, you each can say one fun fact about yourselves.
And remember, and maybe it could be helpful if you say if you're a T, B, or S.
S.
T, B, V, or S. T, B, V, or S.
T, B, V, or S.
T, B, V, S. Sounds like
and this mic is broken, so it's the perfect one for everyone to use.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm Oren.
Wow.
I'm V slash side slash back to V again.
Cool.
Okay. Kind of had a little progression.
Cool.
And fun fact.
So you're saying side is just a phase?
but
you're saying side is a choice.
I don't know what my fun fact is.
That's okay. What's you know, actually,
what's
I actually hate the question fun fact. What do you like being asked?
What sign are you?
Oh, great. What sign are you?
I'm a Sagittarius.
What are you looking for? What are you looking for in a partner?
To speak into this.
It would be best.
Somebody
if you want to be heard.
Yeah, true. Somebody that doesn't bore me.
Oh.
Is that
okay? Sexy Sag. Thank you. Give it up for Oren.
Does it go up?
I want it to change.
What about this? Can you do this one?
I want it to go up. Oh, this. It's this. Wow. I've unlocked the
what
map.
About Catherine? What about this one?
What about that one?
This one's really cool.
She's up.
I don't want to. I'm sticking up with this one. There we go. Yeah. Okay, what's your name?
Jordan. I'm 24 and I'm a Gemini.
Wow. That means you're. That means you have split personality.
Your
personality disorder. Your personality disorder.
Vicious. Yeah.
TBV or us or.
What are your two? And
V vibes.
That's Gemini. Gemini. Yeah. And what are your two sides?
My which?
I'm using so. What are your two Gemini sides?
Oh, like just good and evil.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. So if you're looking for someone who can be good or evil to you, this one's going to be your guy.
So if you like good or evil.
Evil in a good way, like not in a bad, evil way.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Okay, give it up for Jordan. I'm sorry. I'm being so spacey.
I know. It's
I'm usually really good with names, I have to say. Okay, Conan.
My name is Conan. I'm 25, and I'm a T, but I want to be a B, but I don't want to put in the work for it. That's my problem.
Totally. That's really relatable. So, guys, this is someone who's relatable. If someone likes relatable people.
So we have, we have someone who's good and evil. We have someone who's relatable. And we have someone who doesn't want to be bored for a second. So don't you fucking be bored.
Kim Cattrall, I don't want to be in a place where I'm not having fun for even an hour.
Yes.
So we have a Kim Cattrall, a good and evil, and a relatable queen.
What am I looking for?
Yeah.
I guess someone that's like nice and funny.
I like that. Nice. Now, who's the Sarah, Samantha, Candy? What's the? What are the names? Miranda. Okay.
And I'm a Leo as well.
Oh, me too.
Oh, that's like Catherine.
Happy Leo season. Okay, and last but not least.
Ben.
This is Ben.
Hi. I'm 30. I'm a Gemini as well.
Oh.
And I'm in a twin, but fraternal. And I remember in one episode, you guys not being too impressed. You were like fraternal twins.
Oh yeah, we don't care about.
But
we
it's
don't,
fine.
We don't care about fraternal twins.
I'd rather meet a fraternal twin than I'd rather you be fraternal than identical if we were dating.
Yeah.
So that's a huge bonus, you guys.
Okay, I'm sure you
that's
will.
That's a huge bonus.
So if you're a fraternal twin, we will not be impressed by you. We would rather date you than your identical counterparts. Okay, so you're
what are you looking for?
Wait, is your fraternal twin, what's their deal?
Like, are they gay? Is that the question? Or generally?
I mean...
Guy or girl?
Guy or girl?
Guy, sorry. Guy.
Okay.
Are you besties, or does he kind of suck?
No, we're good friends, yeah.
Aww.
Is he gay?
He lives in Melbourne, but he's home at the moment, so that's good fun.
Cool.
He didn't make it to the show.
Your fraternal gay twin didn't come to our show.
That's insane.
If there's people here with gay twins that aren't here,
that's
a problem, right?
That's on you.
Problem.
That's on you.
If you're sitting here tonight and you have a gay twin in Dublin who's not here.
You are not doing the work. I can't. Girls, like, it's too late.
There's no reason your gay twins shouldn't be here.
Okay, give it up for Jordan, Conan, Oren, and Ben.
I know, but we didn't really get Ben's, like, what he's
his fun
after, facts. What he's after.
Well, I thought the twin stuff was kind of cool.
Well, having a twin isn't what you're after in a partner.
What are you after?
Well, obviously somebody that I'm very attracted to and that, like...
Uncross?
Oh, yes. No opportunities. But obviously as well, someone that's just really sound and that you can be around all the time and that's just not, like, manipulative and bitchy.
Okay, so if you aren't manipulative, feel free to contact Ben after the show. Give it up for these gorgeous
guys. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much. I hope that helped. I hope we helped.
Be bold. Approach them after the program.
Don't say who, but does anyone think they're going to approach one of them afterwards? You're shy. They're shy.
Oh my God, don't be so shy.
Yeah,
my
they're
God.
So shy over here.
Humiliating. I think we have time for maybe one more treatment.
Yeah. Wait, should we check in?
Yes, we haven't even
how
checked
How are you?
In.
I know.
You know what?
How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I think we can all agree it's a little hot.
Yeah, it's steaming hot. Well, because you know how we feel.
Well,
I'm going to say you guys, also Paris, and also, yes, England.
No, abroad.
Abroad. That you don't
really know
what an air conditioner does. You think it's just like there as
we
a
don't.
Joke.
So you're not mad about that. Are you guys furious with us or? Because you guys have honestly been an amazing crowd and even though we are mad at you for not bringing anyone you've ever met, you're more than enough. You are more than enough as you are right now. You're more than enough. No matter what you accomplish, no matter what you achieve, you are fine as you are right now without any accolades. Without any accolades. You are enough. So I'm feeling actually pretty good. I'm feeling like it's a really cute crowd. I'm like, this is going to be a really memorable time.
Totally. I mean, I'm recording it, so it's going to be live.
What are you feeling?
Oh, I'm just feeling like kind of tired. I'm going through waves where like sometimes I'll say something and be like, wow, that was so fucking funny.
But
and
can
then
I
sometimes
say
I'll say something and it's like, what are you doing, dude?
But can I say this?
Get off the stage.
I feel like we're being so much funnier than in...
I know.
We really are. Is there anyone?
Is there anyone who would
anyone
like to
who,
help?
Okay. Let's take a second. Think to yourself. Think. Is this what I need to do right now? Okay, so I can see we have a few options.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but you're waving a lot, and you're a blonde girl.
You know what? Let's do them both, and
we'll do them both.
And we'll just do them both.
We'll do them both.
Okay. You guys have to... So this is actually going to be a team-building
exercise.
Rock, paper,
scissors.
You guys have to decide who's coming up first.
The other islanders are going to decide who gets to come up.
Okay. You're in London as well? Oh, my God.
Okay, get up here.
This is A, but not B, blonde girl.
Oh, my God, I love you. Okay. Oh, my God, I love your sweater, Gorgina. What's your name? Here's your mic, girlie.
The other islanders have dumped you from the audience.
Can I remove?
Okay. Yeah, oh, perfect.
Okay, hey, guys.
That's like a Mentos commercial. Do you guys have Mentos commercials? I knew it.
Okay, what the hell is going on?
So, oh, sorry, I won't cross my arms.
Thank you.
I'm 24.
Okay.
And I've been living in Dublin, like, I've lived here my whole life, went to university here, and now working here, and, like, a lot of my friends at this stage have kind of moved on, lived abroad. Mm. I've been, like, single my whole life. Well, like, yeah, single. I've never been in, like, a serious relationship.
Yeah.
And, like, that's been fine, but the last, like, year or two, I kind of found myself, like, definitely wanting to settle down, but... Because I've been here my whole life, I feel like the pool is quite dried up.
Sure. Yeah.
So
it's kind of a small pool here.
It's a very small pool. That's why I want to bleep my name, because Dublin is famously small.
Yeah,
nice.
Totally.
We can definitely tell that it's small.
But
feel free to sit if you like.
Yeah, I can sit. I don't want to flash
it. Wait, I have to find
Or stand, whatever.
Sorry, basically... I do like dating apps, and like I do try and put myself out there, but I'm not getting many results.
Wait, this is like this is like the episode of Sex and the City where they go to the Learning Annex, and the person tells Charlotte she's not putting herself out there, and Sarah Jessica Parker says she's putting herself out there. is like that.
I'm Charlotte. I am Charlotte.
Do you guys remember that episode? Do you guys have that episode?
But. Yeah, when I asked my friends, like a lot of them live in London, we all went to your show together.
Oh, thank you.
And then I'm here with my sister and her friends. So
you've actually done a really good work.
I think I've done a good job.
Thank you.
But basically they're like, you need to like move from Dublin and like you need to like leave. And I agree, but I just feel like it's quite a like rash way to decide to like up and go and leave a country. You're like, really, really like my job. Really
could
like.
Could you do it elsewhere, or you have to?
Yeah, you definitely could, but I do really like it here. I've only just started in September, and like,
because you just got out of uni.
Yeah, because I just got out of uni. Hmm. But
didn't you?
We say college here.
Oh,
you guys. We say college here.
I cannot keep track. I cannot keep track with you people.
I know, but
we just gotta call. We say. Guess what? We say college.
We're similar. Not the same, but similar.
I think we butt heads because we're so similar.
Yeah.
And that we both say college.
But yeah, so like, I don't know whether I should be doing more here or whether I should like actually go, but I just feel like that's an insane reason to like leave.
Yeah.
Okay. So crazy, she just might do it. What do you think?
I'm of a couple minds.
Me
I
too.
Think for one, I think there is something fun about like when it's not that... Like people meet people in small towns all the time, mm-hmm. and that's actually really cool, and even in its own weird way, erotic. Not that this is a small town, but it is kind of.
It is, yeah. Small you could city. Kind
of, yeah, maybe you'll be big fish, you know. But it's also, I think, important just to go somewhere else and like live somewhere else and like see other things.
Even but I also if, think. But oh, separate that fell from over.
But don't just move there to meet a guy.
Yes. So, if it weren't for that reason, I probably would be like, I'll stay for like a year or two, be a bit more established here, and then go.
That's what you should do.
So stay and just wait it out.
There's no rush. And also, like, you never know. Like, someone might come through at any time here that wants you and needs you.
And that's what I was saying about the small town erotics.
Yeah.
Eroticness.
Okay. No, I think only move if it's fully 100% what you want to do, regardless of who else might be there. And you're also so young. Like, you should stay here if you have time. You can have a few years here.
Do you have fun here?
Yeah. No, lots of fun. Yeah.
Do you have friends here?
Do I what?
Do you have friends here?
Yeah, like half my friends are here, half my friends are in like London.
I think give it another year.
Okay.
See, like, oh, it's always an option, but there's no rush.
Okay. Yeah.
And love will come to you.
Okay.
Because okay, you're stunning. Thank you. Give it up for Bleep. Wow. What a gorgeous girl.
What a gorgeous girl. She's putting herself out there.
She's putting herself out there. So if you know any hot straight guy, or yeah, are you looking for a hot straight guy? Or what are you looking for? Okay, so if you know any, just reach out to us.
What's your type on paper? Sure. But what's your type on paper? A blonde.
Oh, that's rare.
Interesting. That's okay. Rare. Okay, so you might have to move to London.
Now, are you guys ready for your last treatment of the night? Yeah. Give it up. Come on, girl. Put your hands together for...
Alva.
Alva!
Oh, my God. She.
Oh. I love that name. Is that A-L-V-A?
A-I-L-V-A.
Oh, I should have known. It was one of those. And we just learned about Siobhan in America.
Yeah.
So you can imagine what we're going through.
I had to be complicated. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, you look so chic. You look like you work for a fashion magazine.
Do you?
No, I'm unemployed.
I think you have the most beautiful speaking voice.
Thank you.
You should do voiceover.
And that's coming from someone who is the voice of Olay.
I have done.
Who's the voice of Olay?
You have done.
When I was 14.
Well, how old are you?
I am 29.
Okay, I was
scared. Oh, perfect.
Not 14.
I was like, and now I'm 15. I was like, get out of the building.
Now I'm 15 and I'm not interested in VO anymore. I want to do on-screen shit.
Okay, tell us everything.
Leave nothing out.
Okay, it's actually kind of opposite, I suppose, because I just came back from Canada.
And you can't stop falling in love there?
And I can't stop falling in love. No, I had a long-term boyfriend.
In Canada?
In Canada. He was Irish, actually. Flew me back over here so I could meet his family and he could meet mine. We were together for over a year. It was all about marriage. And when we came back, he was like, I want to have a baby by next year. And I was like, whoa, chill.
Yeah.
Like, relax for a second.
Yeah.
That's, you know... a long commitment.
putting it gently.
Just a smidge.
You're like, let's look at leasing.
Minimum. And then we had a fight, and we never really fought before, and dropped me out of nowhere. He was like, I'm done.
Wait, so okay.
Ignored me for a week.
Unfortunately, we're going to need to... I need to know... Did you met in Canada despite both being Irish?
You're on a dating app, and that was my first time on a dating app.
Wow. And you dated in Canada for a year.
Yeah. Came back over here to meet family. He told his parents he's going to marry me.
When did you have the fight?
We had the fight in April.
Was it about babies?
No. We were meant to move to Australia together. And his company was transferring him, and a whole week went by after he did interviews, and he wasn't telling me. So every day I was like, he was coming over to like sleep over, and I was like, how was the interview? And he's like, I'm too tired, we'll talk tomorrow. And I was like, okay, you've had 3 interviews now, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Everyone's asking me what the plan is, because I was about to get kicked out of Canada, so I needed to book a flight to Australia.
That's like my Paris situation.
Yeah.
That's exactly like my Paris situation.
Right?
I was in the exact same situation.
So you get it.
Yeah.
And so one night I left work early. It was a Thursday. I had 2 pints of Guinness with my friend, went for dinner, went and met him, nothing. And I was like, hey, nothing's been happening. And he's like, you've been nagging me, da-da-da-da-da. He flips out. So I was like, I'm leaving.
Good.
So I leave the apartment, I take my stuff, and I'm like, whatever.
That's so cinematic.
Right? Let me set more of a scene
then. To take your stuff, yeah. No, to take your stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was, well, like my pajamas.
Yeah.
So many that's things.
Hey, that's stuff.
So I took my pajamas and made my point, and the next day text him to be like, you know, emotions got the better of us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, you know, have a chat. So he ignores me the whole weekend.
And you dated for a year?
A year.
Okay.
He goes away with the lads to Whistler.
What's Whistler?
It's like where they ski and stuff.
Oh, I was going to say we have that, but it's ski. But I guess we're talking about the same Whistler.
Yeah. This is in Canada.
Oh, my God. Now this is like when I called it uni.
So same. We meet on the Monday, and we have a conversation. And he's like, I just need time to think. And then he ignores me for a week. So then
this
I'm
is
like...
Is because you asked about his interviews?
Yeah.
He sucks.
Yeah, he sucks.
But he's gone now. So that's great.
Okay, perfect.
He's done. We won't give him any more time. But yeah. I suppose my question is, I've come back, and it's not like I'm trying to leap in for love or anything like that, but I don't like the apps. I've had The dating scene in Canada and the app scene was so aggressive and so like man holding fish and you know all of that.
Okay, I'm rock you know. Hard.
And I don't even want.
He was holding a fish. How was he holding it?
And I don't really want to see what the straight white cis male or any kind of cis male profile is here in Ireland because that. I just don't.
You
I don't think I need
you.
To see that.
Yeah.
It's more.
I don't
so
want to see that.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah. You probably
like that.
Okay, I really don't.
wait. She's. But now I have to ask. Do you guys have the comeback?
Yeah, that's why they laugh.
I know, but I wasn't sure because I could.
You thought I'm just funny enough to say a sentence kind of weird and get everyone going. Okay, I'm sorry.
Mad at me.
No, I'm actually having heat stroke. Oh. in a cool, sexy way. Okay, wait. So then what?
So if I'm not on the apps,
yeah,
and I just want to like meet someone,
yeah, that's the dream.
That's the dream.
Like I know it's very Hallmark, like, but it's not realistic.
No, I think it is.
I think
like,
it is.
What do I do?
Well, A, you have to do things you enjoy, because then you'll find someone who's enjoying the same things. Or you can take my approach and have 3 beers alone at a bar until someone kind of talks near you and you kind of join in, and then. And then you kind of touch their arm, and then you're fucking in their flat.
I have 2 words of wisdom from 2 very wise women. Ramona Singer from Real Housewives of New York. She advises going to steakhouses to meet guys. She says steakhouses are an amazing place to meet guys. So if you're going out with your girlfriends to dinner, it better be a steakhouse.
Okay.
That's 1. 2 is from Patty Stanger, Millionaire Matchmaker. She famously told a group of her girls, go to the dealerships of the expensive cars you like and hang out at the dealerships. And then you're going to meet guys have those cars, and then you can date them.
That's amazing.
So,
but I want to have the car. I don't want the man to have the car.
Okay, so then I guess go to a bus stop.
Then. Oh my God. Yeah, but I think the old adage is like if you're doing things you like. So if you I mean this is humiliating, but if you join a soccer league or like a whatever, then you're gonna meet some hot guy.
But that's very like Canadian. Don't laugh American. At me. It's not really a thing here.
It's not that's oh that's not.
Guy,
a thing
I mean
here.
It's not a thing for me. Either. I don't even know where to start with that. Like I would never do that.
It's cool that it's something here. I think
also asking. Wait, can I say this?
Okay, yeah.
Also, I would get really intense about just like asking any friend like, do you know any single people I'm looking to get set up?
Yeah, and then like be going to like hang, like you're very right now. I feel like there's something to be said about being like, hey, she's back in Dublin.
Yeah,
she's back.
Ooh,
where was
okay.
she? She was in Canada, I heard.
And you're looking very mysterious, and you have a sexy voice.
Yeah.
Hi.
And then be like going out with your friends to like their parties and stuff. Do you have friends who throw parties?
Yeah, but they're all like. Together or engage or children like that's where I'm at. Right
wait,
now.
That's too much.
Yeah,
I know.
I think
maybe some younger friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can try that.
Yeah, I think just go out a lot.
You literally no, it is exhausting.
Drink more.
You literally have to just like be if you when you're single, you have to just be like constantly drunk, like looking around. Like that's literally true. You have to be like the only reason why I'm not doing that anymore is because I have a boyfriend. I used to walk around Brooklyn just like. That's what you do. No, don't you dare. But I know love really is coming your way.
Yeah, it definitely
Thank
is.
Because
you.
You're manifesting it, because you're putting it out
it
into the ether.
To.
And don't make fun of me for saying join a soccer league. I need some water.
That was the most harrowing I've ever seen. Seeing you tell a woman to join a soccer league and her saying, that we don't really have that here. That is rock B. Okay.
No, I think it's asking friends.
I think
and family and strangers. I'm always just like,
and drink
if someone
more.
Says the word, I have a brother, I'm like, is he straight? Is he single?
Okay.
And then I say, is he gay? Is he single?
Yeah.
So you could try one of those options.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Give it up for Alva. Alva, right?
Yeah.
Alva. Oh my God. You guys have been so gorgeous. Pat, do you feel hot today?
What'd you say?
Do you feel hot today?
Kind of, yeah. I'm in a place where I'm like very, well, this shirt was like kind of expensive.
It looks great.
I got it from Scotch. I went to Scotch and Soda in Williamsburg.
Uh-huh.
And I got 2 shirts, this and another shirt that I wore the other night.
Which one?
That, like, weird knit polo.
Love that one.
So that one, I was wearing this, Scott & Soda is, like, a kind of expensive store in Brooklyn, and I bought two shirts there. I don't know if you overheard me telling my friend that, but I got two shirts there. One of them is this, which I've been wearing to shows a lot, and one of them is, like, this, like, knit blue and white striped polo. And I will say that when I was, we went to the most horrific straight bar the other night.
I know.
And I was walking to it, and literally, it was, like, so many, like, straight people were just out in the streets, like, drinking and, like, being straight.
That'll be you soon, yeah. Alva?
And every straight guy walked by was like, hey, where'd you get the shirt?
Oh, really?
Isn't that weird?
That's awesome.
It was awesome, but it was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So anyways, that being said, I do like this shirt.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess I feel kind of hot.
Yeah, you look great.
Cool, thank you.
You look...
Now I have to ask you a question. Do you feel hot today?
Yeah, because I'm wearing this cool new necklace I got. Isn't it cool? And, oh, and someone flirted with me.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that always is a good
mood boost.
It's always a good mood boost. Do you have a crush of the week?
Oh, my God. That's a good question. You go first.
Mine's Guinness. It really is delicious, and it really it makes me burp less than other beers, which is cool. Okay, what's yours?
Mine will
be... You're like, she's trying to make us like her. I'm over it.
She's over it. Mine is this guy who's been working. I've been doing this thing at my hotel where I keep leaving without my key, and
that's awesome.
I have to go down to the.
So ooh, that's actually like my nightmare.
So this is how it all started. I left without my key, and then I had to go up to the guy and be like, "Hey, I'm so sorry. I left my room without my key. Would I be able to get a separate card, or even somebody just let me in? I could grab it." He makes another card. He's like really excited about it, almost.
Cool.
So I go. I let myself in with the new card, then I have my old card still. The next time I leave, I take the wrong card. That doesn't work anymore. So then I have to go, and then he goes, I guess as a bit, he's like, hey, guess what? I'm going to make you two new cards. So now I have four cards, only two of them work.
Yeah.
I once again take the wrong card when I go out.
I can't.
So basically,
this is
I have
just
five,
like, that would never
cards.
Happen to me.
But it would and did happen to me, and he was really cool about it, so he's my crush.
He sounds awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? I like that because he really didn't have to be that way.
What?
He really didn't have to
no,
be that
he
way.
No, he could have been so mean to me.
I also had another thought. There it goes.
Are you mad at me about, like, everything with the USB? And, like, no. We had some drama surrounding a USB.
There was no drama, actually. I asked you to do something, and then you did it.
Yeah, but so then then you asked me to bring it here, and I didn't.
Yeah, but then you got it.
I did get it.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
No, I'm never not mad at all. I'm only mad because I'm sad that your trip is ending.
I know, but it's not. I am going to Montreal immediately after this.
But I'm not part of that.
Well, I know.
I'm not
but
going.
It is still a trip because I famously do not live in Montreal and never would.
Right. no, I'm not mad at you at all. Are you mad at me?
No, not at all. I'm not at
what
all.
What about...
I do feel like we haven't seen each other very much on this trip.
We haven't seen each other at all.
Literally. We've seen each other for like two collective hours.
I know. It's like, it's been too crazy.
I know. It's been really crazy somehow. But also because we've just been lying there in our separate hotel rooms. Like,
well, we also thought we were at the same hotel.
Yeah.
So
we had this huge fight about like if the bar we were at was close to our hotel. I was like,
it's so far from the hotel.
I was like, it's a 6-minute walk. Like, get a grip, girl.
I'm like, it's like 2 a.m. like walking back to the hotel. I'm like, Pat, it is so far. He screenshots where he is. I screenshot where I am. I'm like, that's not the same hotel. They just both begin with an M. And mind you, I'd sent the link to the hotel, but you actually stayed at the better hotel.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, mine's nicer.
No, mine's really nicer,
but it's farther.
My hotel is like trying to be like chic minimalist, but it's actually giving like dorm room.
Mine's actually nice. but it's far.
Okay,
wait. So what else? I want to say something.
I want to empower you to say it.
I really want to say that, you know, we were joking. Oh, no one's here. It's very cool that you guys are here. It means a lot to us
yeah.
to come to your beautiful country and have you come to our show. It means so much in a very earnest, special way. So I want to thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
And have a great night. And that's all.
That's really nice.
Love you guys.
All right, bye, you guys. Thank you.
Dating and love, seek treatment.